Hey there, sexy lady. I'm loving what you do. I'm a little intoxicated. I'm thinking so are you.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Lisa.
And today we have a lesson about two little but very useful words.
Yep, and these words are after you.
No, after you.
No, after you.
Okay, so basically, all we are talking about today is this very simple phrase that is kind of similar to a Chinese phrase, just the words are in a different place.
Exactly. So some of you might be used to saying, you go first.
But as you will see in today's dialogue, it is often really natural just to say, after you.
Exactly. So let's take a listen and see what they have to say.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
The elevator is here. You go first.
No, after you.
After you?
Yes. Generally, it's more polite to say after you instead of you go first.
I see. I didn't know that. What about when we are eating? Can I say you eat first?
That's a little awkward and sounds like an order. We normally say dig in or help yourself.
Good to know. Thanks for the tip.
Anytime. Well, it looks like this is our floor. Shall we go?
After you.
Dialogue, second time.
The elevator is here. You go first.
No, after you.
After you?
Yes. Generally, it's more polite to say after you instead of you go first.
I see. I didn't know that. What about when we are eating? Can I say you eat first?
That's a little awkward and sounds like an order. We normally say dig in or help yourself.
Good to know. Thanks for the tip.
Anytime. Well, it looks like this is our floor. Shall we go?
After you. Okay, so we just heard the dialogue between Angela the tourist and Liam the American. Ooh. And they are talking about the elevator, right? So the first line here, Angela says, the elevator is here.
That's right. So everybody should know what an elevator is. There are so many elevators in our lives. They go up, they go down.
Yep, and they take you many places.
Now, just be careful, guys, because there is another word, escalator. It kind of sounds pretty similar to elevator, and it's a very similar idea. It's just that an escalator is more like stairs.
Yeah, so an escalator is kind of moving stairs, whereas an elevator is just kind of a box that takes you up and down in a building.
A magical box.
Exactly. You might have heard the word lift before as well.
Yeah, well, lift is a lot easier to say, isn't it?
It is, very much so. So you could also say the lift is here.
That's right.
But after Angela says this, she says, you go first.
Right, and Liam responds, no, after you.
Yeah, so after you, this expression, it's very natural, and it just means you go first.
You go first, right?
Yes, but there's a little bit of a difference, right? So you go first, we frequently use this when we are kind of waiting in line. And maybe you know I need to find something in my bag, so I tell the person behind me, no, you go first.
You go first.
And this is perfectly fine to use with strangers. However, if you want to be more polite, then we're going to say after you.
After you. That's right. And in fact, Liam even tells Angela, generally, it's more polite to say after you.
Right. So he says generally. But what does this word generally mean?
Generally. This is probably of the words in this dialogue. This is the one I say the most, for sure. Generally means in general, most of the time, in most situations. Not all the time, but most of the time.
Yeah, so I could say, generally, I'm a little tired during the week.
I'm generally very tired in the morning because I'm not a morning person.
Yeah, I guess I could say the same to that. But he continues on to say that after you is more commonly used instead of you go first.
Okay, so instead of. This is one of those chunks. It's really important to remember. But we can look at the word stead in the middle as meaning the same thing as place.
Yeah, so instead of kind of means in place of.
In place of. So one thing I always do is when I'm at a restaurant and if I order, let's say, a burger, I will always ask for salad instead of fries.
Exactly. Or we could use this to change the type of meat as well. So for example, I could say, could I get beef instead of chicken?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Or we could say, I really want to record with Connor, but he's sick, so I have to... What are you looking at? What are you looking at? Or one other thing I can say, because sometimes when you take the subway or take the bus, you know, you have to spend a lot of time, so I would rather take a taxi instead of the bus.
Right, so here we want to use after you instead of you go first. But then Angela asks another question. So what does she ask?
She asks, can we say you eat first?
Yes. And Liam says, you know what? That's a little awkward and sounds like an order.
Okay. So awkward is a very great phrase. Well, it's not great, is it? It's not great to feel awkward.
No, it's not. But it's a very useful expression and probably something I use daily.
Yeah, because we are always in awkward situations.
That's right. So awkward. Awkward is kind of like this weird and uncomfortable feeling.
I think uncomfortable is a really good way to put it. I'm thinking like if I go to visit my friends and my friends are a boyfriend and girlfriend and they're fighting.
You're always drunk.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like an awkward situation.
Yeah, it's just really, really awkward. Now, there can also be awkward moments.
Yeah, like an awkward silence, for example.
Yeah, when you're talking to people, like on an elevator.
Yeah, tons of awkward silences there. All right, but it's awkward here because it sounds like an order.
Like an order. Okay, so we talked about hamburgers and meat and salad and French fries. Now, these are things you can order. But this is a different kind of order, right?
Yep. So order here is more like something that you're telling someone to do.
You do this.
Exactly. So you might remember your mother ordering you to clean up your room.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that order. But I was a very good boy and I always followed orders.
I can't say that I always followed orders, though. All right. But this sounds like an order. So to make it more natural, we're going to say dig in or help yourself.
Dig in. Okay, this makes me think about like a dog digging a hole.
Yeah, that is a good picture, actually. But dig in here kind of means start eating.
Start eating.
You can kind of think about a person digging into their plate.
Yeah, like if it's a big bowl of potatoes, you can use your spoon and dig right in.
So you can imagine a person very happily eating.
That's right. Now, there's another phrase here too, isn't there?
Yeah, so help yourself. Help yourself is kind of the idea that you don't need to wait for the other person and you can just get the food by yourself.
Yeah, we use this all the time, not just with food, right?
Yeah, so I could say, help yourself to some drinks. We've got plenty of alcohol.
Well, that's right. I mean, I went to a party on Saturday, and the host, they said, help yourself to some pizza, help yourself to... they had lots of drinks, lots and lots and lots of drinks. But it doesn't just need to be food or drink, right? It's anything where someone is saying, you just get the thing that you need.
Exactly. So it makes people feel very welcome.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Now, Angela is very, very happy to hear this information. And she says, good to know.
So good to know. This is actually a shorter version. And the full version is, that's good to know.
That's good to know. It is good to know that.
That's right. So it just means that the information was useful.
That's right. That's right. And it's also a way of showing the other speaker that you understand that information.
So the next time someone gives you some information, you can tell them that's good to know.
Good to know. And often what comes after good to know is thanks. Usually it's good to know. thanks. Or in this case, good to know, thanks for the tip.
And the response here is anytime.
Anytime. Anytime, my man. Anytime, my friend. Anytime, my brother.
Anytime. So anytime here is used in place of you're welcome.
That's right. Or no problem.
Yeah. So, and it just means that I am happy to help you anytime.
Right. So I could say something like, Lisa, thanks for giving me that $20.
Anytime.
Or I could say, Lisa, thanks for giving me that $200.
Ouch. Okay, maybe not anytime for that one. So Liam is happy to help her anytime, but their conversation ends here because they reached their floor.
That's right. They have arrived at their floor.
And Liam says, this is our floor.
Right. So if they didn't know each other and they were going to different floors, maybe someone could say, this is my floor.
Or you could say, this is the floor that I want.
This is the floor. Sometimes you even have to say, this is your floor. But the problem with that, sometimes you even have to say, this is your floor. Like the other person might not be paying attention.
That's true. Sometimes I forget that I have to get all.
And I have to say, Lisa, think this is your floor.
Yeah. But notice that we say our or my, even though you don't own this floor.
No, this is my floor.
I wish.
Okay, so that's about it. They have reached their floor. They get off the elevator and their day continues. Now, shall we listen to the dialogue one more time?
Sure thing.
Dialogue first time.
The elevator is here. You go first.
No, after you.
After you?
Yes. Generally, it's more polite to say after you instead of you go first.
I see. I didn't know that. What about when we are eating? Can I say you eat first?
That's a little awkward and sounds like an order. We normally say dig in or help yourself.
Good to know. Thanks for the tip.
Anytime. Well, it looks like this is our floor. Shall we go?
After you.
Dialogue, second time.
The elevator is here. You go first.
No, after you.
After you?
Yes. Generally, it's more polite to say after you instead of you go first.
I see. I didn't know that. What about when we are eating? Can I say, you eat first?
That's a little awkward and sounds like an order. We normally say, dig in or help yourself.
Good to know. Thanks for the tip.
Anytime. Well, it looks like this is our floor. Shall we go?
After you.
Okay, we are back. Now, there's one thing we did mention in the lesson, and that is there are two words for this moving box thing, this dinty. There are two ways to say it.
Yeah, so we have elevator and we have lift.
So then what's the difference?
Well, elevator is more frequently used in North America, and yeah. Lift is more common in the UK.
In England, right? Yes. In fact, the first time I heard the word lift, I thought, that's really funny. What a funny, because I think lift is a verb. Right, you lift up something, you lift your head, you lift anything.
Yeah, but it kind of makes sense, right? Because it's basically lifting you up to a different floor.
Right, it's lifting us up to where we want to go.
In Canada, this can kind of be a problem because you might spend a little bit of time in front of the elevator constantly saying, after you.
No, after you.
Yeah. Actually, this kind of happens at crosswalks too, when you're looking at a car and the car and the pedestrian.
Yes, exactly.
Like, can't decide who to go first.
After you. No, after you. So as we mentioned in the lesson, this is a very polite thing to say. The problem is when you are in a very polite country like Canada, sometimes you just don't know who is going to go first.
That's right. All right. But when you come to Canada, now you know what to say. So what about you guys? What do you normally say in your country?
That's right. Do you let other people on the elevator first? Or when that door opens up, do you just run on?
Make sure to post those comments, and thanks for listening.
Okay, bye, guys.
All the ladies say, hey!